Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. It's the start of a new week, so happy new week, guys. Happy Monday. For some people, it's already Tuesday. But hey, we're starting the week anyway. So I just wanted to share something that happened to me today. Okay, before I get into the story of today, the whole of last week, I was a bit upset about a lot of things. I was expecting something to happen because I needed to do some other things and it didn't happen. I wanted to receive something, it didn't come. I was just complaining and it had to do with work, you know. I was waiting to receive the things that I would use to do the job. It didn't come. I thought that, you know, they were wasting my time. I was really angry. I really wanted to do this job to end the year. I really wanted to get it done. You know, I was just so upset that the things that I had planned, they didn't go the way I wanted them to go. So I was very, very upset. I was stressed out. You know, I wasn't even thinking well anymore. I was just very unhappy, very unhappy. And that happened for, you know, a few days. And then that time passed. And today I took my daughter to the dentist today, and we got to the dentist. I spent the whole day there and I was complaining, what is this? You know, it's very cold. I'm tired. I hadn't eaten. They wasted my time, you know, and I waited until my daughter was done. And when we came out of the hospital, it was so cold. I could not explain the cold. I was wearing 3 layers of clothing, including my jacket, my winter jacket. I had my earmuffs on. I had my 2 layers, my leggings, my trousers. I had my boots on, my thick socks, you know, really ready for the winter. Stuck my hand in my jacket pocket. I wanted to feel warm. I was covered up fully. I was still cold. I was shivering. Then I remembered, oh my goodness, I have to get into the store on my way home to buy something. And my daughter had to go home ahead of me because she was very tired. She's been on the dentist table all day. So she was tired. And I said, you know what, you go ahead. I'll just buy the few things I need to buy and I'll come home. And she was really, really cold. So I left her. She went home and then I got into the store. So as I came out of the store, I saw 2 people. A man and a woman. They were on the floor. They were on top of a box, you know, what do you call them? Cartons, you know, the brown ones, the moving boxes. They had cut them open. They had laid them on the floor. You know, they were homeless, you know. They had some of their clothes around them and everything, and they were sitting on the floor. And they were wearing just old torn sweaters. They were there. They had a tiny hat on top of their heads. And as I was walking past them, I heard them chatting and laughing. They were chatting and laughing. They had nothing. They were just sitting there in the cold on the floor. But they were chatting and laughing. And it reminded me of the same thing my husband saw a few weeks ago. And as I left, I was walking home. I was just talking to myself on the road. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I started apologizing to God for all the times that I'd complained about you know, irrelevant things. Those things might seem important to us, but they're not as important as we think, that will make us ungrateful. We complain, we get pissed off, we get angry. What kind of life is this? This is not happening my way. I'm angry, I'm depressed, I'm stressed. Money is not coming the way I want it to come. The work I want to do, I have not been able to do it. I have to postpone. I have to deal with this person. I have to deal with that person. But I had a home to go to. I had family to go to. There's heating in my house. I walk into my house, I'm not cold anymore. I have to take off all the layers because my house is warm. I have food to eat. I can make hot cocoa or hot coffee and sit on my couch and watch TV. I have internet. I have a phone. I have things that I can use to do what I want to do in my home. But these people do not have what I have. They did not have a home to go to. The cold that I was running away from, that was driving me nuts, that my eyes started blurring, the cold I was trying to escape from, is the cold that they're in, and they're going to be in that cold till tomorrow. They will sleep in that cold till tomorrow, no matter how huge your blanket is. Winter, that cold is not the kind of cold for human beings to be outside, but they're going to be there. And then, you know, you walk across the streets and you see people selling stuff out there to earn a living. In the cold that you're running away from, you're running into buildings, into offices, into a Starbucks or something to keep warm. But these people are in one place. And I say, oh my goodness, I complain about the littlest things. But there are people who have much more to complain about, yet they sit there. And they find the joy in life. They find the joy in the little things, and they are laughing over God knows what. I'm going to a home and I'm not laughing. I'm upset. I'm cold. I'm shivering. But they're laughing, and it taught me a big lesson that we think that, you know, we don't have, but there are people that are worse than we are. So the question is, would you rather be in their position, or would you rather be grateful for where you are today? And those people taught me a lesson, and I'm hoping that someone out there who's listening will learn to be appreciative of what they have. Because the fact that you're listening to this podcast means that you have internet somehow, means that you have a phone or you have a car, you have something to listen to it with. So be grateful today, okay, guys? I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye.